Over 30 years of serving the Arizona homeowner. 13 years in a row ranking Arizona's best referral network. RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Protecting you, informing you, and educating you.
It's Rosie on the House.
Well, we've been up in the treetops all last hour. That was fun. Good luck to all the contestants in the tree climbing contest in Snowflake, Arizona this weekend. We're going to come out of the trees, get on the ground, and talk about the one topic I have to explain to more people, more times, more often than any other topic ever since we moved to Arizona in 1965. We moved here from South Louisiana, where there was an overabundance of snakes, alligators, mosquitoes, and water. And our relatives were always asking us, why would you move someplace where there is no water and everything out there wants to stick you or eat you? Scorpions, snakes, cacti. And it took me about 4 or 5 years to realize why and how special the great state of Arizona is. And I've had to defend the forefathers of Arizona ever since in our business of being a builder and remodeler of how can I be a participant in that industry with a clear conscience, knowing we live in the desert with no water. How can we keep providing housing for people when we're already so starving for water? So we're bringing in some real experts on the topic this particular hour. We hope you'll call with your questions. Our number is 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you have a question about the water supply, the drought conditions in the southwest of the great state of Arizona, we have the people for you to talk to. Laura, thank you for coming in. And Laura...
Grignano.
See, I should be able to handle that.
It's a tough
Grignano.
That's it. You got it.
Now, the only thing harder than your last name is your title. Manager of Central Arizona Groundwater Replenishment District.
Yes, sir. That's it. You got it right.
Now, I need your cell number so I can just start giving your number away. If you want to talk to somebody about it, here, call Laura. That's a big title.
It is a big title.
What? When do you decide that's the title you're going to go search for in your career?
Well, thanks for that question. I have had a long career in Arizona water management. I've worked in the field for 25 years. Half of that was at the Arizona Department of Water Resources, and the last half has been with Central Arizona Project. And for the last 4 years, I've been manager of the Central Arizona Groundwater Replenishment District. So,
Central Arizona Project is a concrete ditch that's, I don't know, 320 miles long?
336 miles long.
336. Basically a vein out of the Colorado River that we distribute through the populated areas of Arizona.
Yes, sir.
We bring it over through around North Phoenix, down through Pinal County, right into Tucson, and then any few dribbles that end up at the end of the ditch that aren't used, we just pump those back in the ground.
Yes.
It's an ingenious ditch.
It is. It's a very important part of Arizona and Arizona's economy.
And we've also brought in Vanetta Carta. Vanetta, thank you for joining. And your title is Colorado River Program Manager. Now, who could we want in a room other than you two to talk about our current drought and our current water supply? Vanetta, how do you end up in your position? I mean, that's a cool job. If I had your job, I'd just stay in Colorado and measure snow year-round.
Thank you, Rosie, for having us. It is a really cool job, and we do kind of look at all the snow and water that's coming off.
I bet you do. I mean, that's really our lifeblood.
Absolutely. It is a lifeblood, not just to the state of Arizona, but for a lot of the states that rely on the Colorado River water supplies.
All right. And I think it was just on the cover of the Arizona Republic Sunday's edition. It said we're in a historic 1,200-year drought. All right. So I say we close the doors. If you're already here, you can stay. If you're not already here, stay where you are. What are y'all doing to manage this influx of people from everywhere?
So we do have a really good allocation from the Colorado River Water for the state of Arizona. We have 2.8 million acre feet. And what that means is we also have a lot of smart people like Laura here and also us and also folks from Bureau of Reclamation, the federal government, that looks at what is going on with the river. They measure the snowpack. They measure the runoff that originates from the snowpack. They understand exactly how much water is being used all across the basin. They also understand how much is going to be used in the future. We also have enough data with us that kind of gets us the ability to forecast in a fairly reasonable manner how much water will be coming towards us from the basin. So we definitely take a look at exactly how much snow is going in. The other ingenious thing that we have on the river is a number of reservoirs on the Colorado River system. We have several dams that exist on the system. The two biggest ones are Lake Powell and Lake Mead. You might have seen the white, big bathtub ring, right, on your way to Vegas.
We're at like 26% capacity?
That is correct. Lake Powell is at 24% capacity.
Wow.
And Lake Mead is at 31% capacity.
Now, who in your department projects how many more bodies we're going to find at Lake Mead?
Unfortunately, we are not with the police or FBI.
All right.
We only look at water.
Okay, all right.
That's for the Clark County Sheriff.
Well, my first boat came out of the bottom of Saguaro Lake. When they drained Saguaro Lake, this would be about 1968 or 69, we hooked a winch to a boat that had sunk down there and dragged that thing out, washed it up, dropped a Buick engine in it, and we had a ski boat for a few years. So you never know what you find at the bottom. But what do you do now? Someone has determined we needed to move into tier one rationing last August. I'm hearing kind of echoes that this August, it's all but certain we'll go to tier two.
Two. Okay. That is correct, Rosie. So in 2022, for the first time ever, a tier one shortage was declared on the Colorado River water. What that means is less water is being released by Lake Mead or Hoover Dam. It means less water is being supplied to folks in Arizona, Nevada, and also to Mexico. For Arizona, that we are taking a cut of about 512,000 acre feet, which is basically 30% of Central Arizona Project's normal supply and about 8% of Arizona's water use altogether. So it is a substantial reduction that we have been taking because of this tier one shortage. Who has been taking that shortage? It's mostly agricultural folks in Central Arizona that has been taking the brunt of that shortage.
And there's good news in what was done in tier one rationing. There's some really good news in there.
So like I mentioned, we have been looking at the system for many, many years. We have data, right? We have been looking at snowpack. We have been looking at tree ring studies. So essentially, we know that we are in a drought, which has been one of the worst droughts in the past 1,000 years. So we have been taking measures. We have been storing water in Lake Mead through conservation programs across the basin. And we have stored enough water to prop Lake Mead up by 65 feet. If we had not taken those conservation measures, we would have been at elevation 1,000 long ago. So we have been really doing a lot of things. We have had the foresight. Our Arizona ancestors have had the foresight to build the reservoirs, and also to have programs that allow us to actually store water, which allow us to extend the shortage we could have been taking earlier in time.
I can remember the excitement in the 1980s when Lake Powell was filling so fast, they couldn't drain it fast enough to keep it from topping the dam. And then those guys put the boats in and raced to Lake Mead. That would have been thrilling.
That is exactly right. In the 1980s, we had such a huge snowpack that it started to fill Lake Powell up. And the one funny thing was they do have a spillway. It's this huge spillway. Yeah. And, you know, water was just lapping up at the top of the dam. And then when they released it through the spillway, a big block of concrete came out and went down the river. And that is exactly what we are trying to avoid now, because what happens is as the Lake Powell level is going down, it starts to bring up air bubbles in the system. So we are trying to protect infrastructure as well. So we have been taking measures by storing more water in Lake Powell this year to ensure those blocks of concrete and things like that don't come out and people can still get water out of Powell and also Mead.
And the way the river is divided, you have the Colorado Rivershed and its upper basin, lower basin. And the one thing that's puzzling to me, the upper basin is Wyoming, Colorado,
Utah, New Mexico.
And New Mexico. And they say Lake Powell is the upper basin reservoir. But that's downstream from all those. So how is that the upper basin reservoir? I don't quite understand that one.
Sure, absolutely. So the Colorado River Basin drains parts of the seven basin states and also Republic of Mexico. And that basin is divided into two. The upper basin, which are the states of Colorado, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming. The lower basin is Arizona, California, and Nevada. And of course, we share our supplies with the Republic of Mexico. With the upper basin, they have to deliver a certain amount of water to the lower basin states at Lee's Ferry, which is 16 kilometers below the dam, below the Lake Powell. So essentially, they need to have enough storage in Lake Powell. So what they do is the snowpack that when it melts, it creates runoff and it gets stored in several reservoirs upstream. And then that runoff then gets stored in Lake Powell. So because it's the upper basin that's releasing the water and storing it, that's why it's so important for the upper basin states.